back on a Young Turks. Casper, weekend, go.
Okay, just wanted to share some stuff that happened over the weekend. Maybe it'll spark a conversation. So yesterday, I was kind of like just stuffed up at home. Like I had a bunch of work to do, and I'm like, I'm just gonna spend my entire Sunday working. And then Christian went to a baseball game with a kid that he's a mentor for. And then when he came home, he just kind of like saw me like looking miserable, reading blah blah blah. And he's like, let's go do something fun. You want to go watch Game of Thrones with our friends? Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, our friends live in Hollywood. Yeah, let's do it. Let's get out of here. So I got excited about leaving the valley to go, hang out.
Yeah.
And so, anyway. We contact our friends, ask them if they're going to watch Game of Thrones. They said yes. And then they're like, but first, we're going to go to this new tiki bar that opened up in Hollywood.
Oh, God, how great does this sound?
Oh, my God. I'm so happy I got out of the house. Because I don't know if this is a getting older thing, but now I feel like people have to kind of convince me to leave the house. Like, if I'm not working, I want to be home, yeah. Right?
Well, A, it's a getting older thing. B, it's an Anna thing.
Yeah.
They've had to do that your entire existence.
But then I had like a good 4-year span of wanting to go out and do things.
6 months.
No, that's not true. That's just not true. Yeah. Anyway, so we go, and tiki bars are super underrated.
I don't even know what a tiki bar
is. Okay, tiki bars.
But it sounds fun already.
Okay, tiki bars serve like the tropical fancy drinks with like
the
umbrellas.
That's what I would have figured, okay.
Yeah, and this particular one is, so tiki bars in LA are usually pretty divey. Like the drinks are great, but they have a divey kind of like gross feel to them.
Okay, all right.
But this one is, I guess they converted like a property that used to be a nightclub to a pretty nice and fancy tiki place, and they have like all these indoor plants, and you feel like they have all these like straw chairs, you feel like you're in Hawaii, and it was just so much fun. And then we like got a little drunk, and then
yes.
We went to go watch Game of Thrones.
Yes.
Christian passed out. He's not really a huge Game of Thrones fan.
Uh-huh.
He didn't get into it from the beginning, so he's just like kind of out of
the
loop.
Did he miss the Miss Sunday scene?
No,
the sex scene with the—
Oh, I think he did.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Yeah.
You should rewind that.
That was hilarious.
I mean, I don't know if it was hilarious, but it was like interesting.
I just don't, but did they, okay, I guess spoilers, because people get upset if you talk about a show that's already aired, but nonetheless. So like, intercourse is impossible in that situation, right?
Yes, so that we talked about it in the review.
Okay.
Normally, eunuchs have their testicles cut, not their penis.
Oh.
But we're unsure in the case of the Unsullied. But even so, even if you have your penis, there's nothing to drive it.
Yeah, I was gonna. Okay, this is gonna show you guys how insanely ignorant I am, because I just don't know. I've never thought about it. So if a guy—
That's because you're not a Republican politician. If you were, you'd be thinking about male genitals nonstop.
That's true.
Right.
That's true. So if a guy has his testicles removed, can
yes.
he still?
If he has them removed, yes.
Can he still get a stiffy? Like that's yeah,
so
right?
I imagine no is the answer.
Why though? Because it's blood flow.
I know, but I think it's blood flow driven by the testicles.
Oh.
So now, I don't know if you've noticed. I'm not a doctor.
I feel really bad.
Nor am I a scientist, and we're having a very, but we had just as ignorant a conversation on the Game of Thrones review. We even Googled, do eunuchs have their penis cut?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
But I know, and this was the evidence that I used. The Ottomans used to have eunuchs protecting the harems because they couldn't have sex with the women.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Right.
Interesting.
So that's why he goes down on her.
Yeah, I mean,
which is very considerate of
him.
Yeah, that's right.
I had a lot of different thoughts like racing through my mind during that scene. First was, does this mean he's sullied now, right? Because if you're unsullied, means like, I mean, you're not supposed to have sex at all, right?
I guess.
Anyway, that's the least interesting thing that went through my head. The most interesting thing was like how turned on I was by her body. Like her body is so perfect.
Whoa, now we're having a conversation.
She's really, like, I always thought she was beautiful, but then her body is literally perfect. There was nothing wrong with it. Nothing.
I agree.
B, that like waist and those boobs and her ass, I was like, wow.
Okay, well, I'm not the one saying it. She's the one saying
sorry.
It. Sorry. Sorry. Okay. But were you attracted to it, or you just appreciated it for its splendor?
I think overall I appreciated it. But if I was like in college and I wanted to experiment, she would be the person I'd experiment with, you know, or at least attempt to.
I love that. It has to be in college.
It has to be in college.
Because you can't experiment outside of college. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
I see. If you were forced into an experimentation.
Yeah.
Which, or, like those Democrats, like, oh, they made me do it.
Yeah.
I was forced into an experimentation with an incredibly attractive person.
Like, if I was in this fun relationship with a dude, nothing serious, right? Like, we're not taking it too seriously. If he said, like, let's just try something fun, like, let's do this. I think I'd be open to that, right? I mean, I wouldn't, don't get me wrong, I'm not interested in eating that.
Okay, it got really like, graphic. Okay.
Uh-huh. I'm just keeping it real. Okay. But like, yeah, I'd maybe get involved somehow.
Get involved somehow. That makes sense. And I really think that's fair to get involved somehow.
Okay. Yeah.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
You'd be curious about, you know, hey, this it's a beautiful, attractive body.
Yes.
Laying next to it might be interesting.
I might touch things.
Yeah, that we got that from this hand motion. We surmise that. So anyway, yeah, that's great. This post game turned into a wonderful post game.
it's a little old school in the way that we used to talk about things.
The way that we used to do things around here. And to be equal opportunity.
Uh-huh.
He had a rock hard ass.
Oh, he did have a very nice butt, yes.
Yes.
But the thing is, like, I'm a little desensitized to nice asses because Christian has like a perfect butt. So I was like, yeah, it's a good butt, but like my husband has a better butt.
Me too, because I also have an excellent ass. So the mirror desensitized me to excellent asses. Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, so yes. Okay, so you guys are drunk. He's passed out. You're wondering about.
So okay. So here's the thing that happened. Here's another thing that happened. So for those of you who haven't been to Hollywood before, Hollywood often gets glamorized in mass media. Like you think it's beautiful and what,
right.
But in reality, Hollywood is just a giant clusterfuck of craziness, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're walking down Hollywood Boulevard, especially like where all the action is. There's a lot of like disconcerting stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so I used to be kind of like turned off by that because I'm like, oh, it's too much like stimulation, too many like weird people everywhere. It's a little crowded. But it was weird because yesterday was my first time back in like Hollywood since we moved. And like as we were walking down Hollywood Boulevard, I was thinking to myself, I feel alive. Like I felt so alive. Like there was hustle and bustle and there's people and there's like, you know, there's annoying stuff, but I kind of appreciated the annoying stuff. Like I took the annoying stuff for granted. And then there's like always like new exciting places opening up and like the Tiki Bar, that's a new exciting place. I want to try
it. Very exciting.
I don't know.
So look, I like how you didn't complete the sentence. Hollywood is often over glamorized by Hollywood.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. And so the main thing I tell people is if you're going to come to LA, like my taxi driver in Italy who says he, in his heart, he lives in Santa Monica.
Yeah.
And he's so excited about coming to LA. I was like, okay, Santa Monica is nice. You'll like Santa Monica. There's other nice parts of LA. But prepare to get disappointed about many things in LA. Especially Hollywood.
Yes.
So it's just, it's like a normal place. It's kind of dirty. It's, the hustle and bustle is like, yes, but it's like nothing like New York. So do you see what I'm saying? It's not like, it doesn't have the
it's a different type of hustle.
Yeah, it doesn't have the same, at least cultural kind of fun thing that New York has. So it's just kind of like a, this is Hollywood?
Yeah. I don't know. Right? I appreciated it.
You appreciated it, yes, because you've been living in the valley in a cave. So when you came out of your cave, you're like, what are these things called humans? Oh my God, there's lots of them here.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
It was really fun. By the way, so there's, so I'm I'm investigating a story, like on my own. I'm not a TYT reporter, but fuck it. Like, there's something I'm interested in, so I've been like looking into it myself. And it's the housing issue, right?
Which is no.
Hold on.
It's about housing?
Yes.
Oh my okay. God, I didn't know you were interested in that.
So something's happening in Hollywood that's
we
very similar.
We can't do a post-game and not mention housing.
Hold on, no. Because I have to, like, I gotta prove it to you, man. Like, uh-huh. You just don't buy it. Okay.
About the underhoused?
Well, here's the thing. So every time an article comes out about developers in Los Angeles, there's like a huge group of people that are like, man, LA is so like underdeveloped, like it's so strict and it's so hard to like build new housing, and that's the reason why there's a housing shortage. And that's what you hear about, housing shortage. There's no places to live, which is why rent keeps going up, right? So I'm like, yeah, but they keep demolishing low-income housing and then they build these like luxury apartment buildings that people can't afford, so that doesn't make any sense. So that's happening in Hollywood, right? And I started looking at the numbers of places in LA where that overdevelopment has already happened, right? And so I'm wondering, like, what is the vacancy rate in those parts of Los Angeles? So downtown is a prime example of that. Downtown LA, focused a lot on developing new buildings, lots of new buildings popping up everywhere. The vacancy rate, this is according to a relatively recent study, right? Vacancy rate in downtown Los Angeles is a little over 12%. 12% of units in downtown LA are simply not renting because they're too expensive. And so yesterday—
Or they ran out of hipsters to live there.
No.
Because nobody else wants to live in happening. Downtown LA.
That's not what's happening. And so I want to give you an idea of prices for a second, okay?
Okay.
So one of the newer developments in Hollywood— I have a friend that lives there, okay? And so I decided, like, since she's my friend and I have access to this building, let me get into the building and like do a little like investigation myself, right? Mm-hmm. First of all, 500 square foot one bedroom apartments are renting for $2,800.
Oh my God, that is a lot.
Yes.
$2,800. That's like New York, San Francisco prices.
It's expensive, yes.
Okay.
And so she agrees. She's like, yeah, this is expensive, but you know, they're lucky. Like they own a restaurant, not like a big fancy restaurant, but enough to like pay their bills and they're happy. And they're mm-hmm. like, we don't love this place. It's very corporate and sterile feeling, but at least we're close to work and at least we can afford it, whatever. It is what it is. And so then I started asking a lot of questions. I'm like, so what do you think about like vacancy in this building? Like, are there a lot of units available? She's like, oh yeah. She's like, the parking lot's empty. There's no cars. So I think it's starting to kind of fill up a little bit now. And she's like, but if you want, here's the leasing office, go over there and like ask some questions. So I went over there and started asking some questions as a potential renter. And they have so many units empty because people can't afford them. Mm-hmm. And so what I want to know is, okay, so they keep developing. And by the way, they just developed two new buildings that are similar to that on the same block, okay? So I'm trying to figure out, like, how are developers turning a profit on this if all of these, like, vacancies exist?
Okay, so remember when we were talking about lesbian sex?
I'm sorry. I don't know how it's like I hooked you in with the lesbians.
I know, and then all of a sudden I'm knee deep in housing again.
Sorry, right, okay, so I'm gonna stop. Okay. I won't talk about it anymore.
I'll say a couple things and hopefully we'll wrap up. So number one, sometimes they're wrong. They develop properties and mm-hmm. it doesn't go well. Mm-hmm. And they lose a lot of money. Like you think like, oh no, rich people always have it figured out. No, they don't. Sometimes they're right and sometimes they're wrong. Mm-hmm. Kushner almost lost 666 Park Avenue because mm-hmm. He was so wrong. Mm-hmm. Trump went bankrupt 6 times. So the guys who developed that project, if there is significant vacancy, they might be in a cold sweat panic. So mm-hmm. second of all, you might have caught them in the interregnum. They have high prices, it's not working, and they're gonna wanna go a long time before they bring the prices down, but at some point they're gonna yield. Mm-hmm. So 6 months later, those prices might be down if they haven't sold enough properties or rented enough properties.
Rented, yeah.
Yeah. And third of all, stuff might be vacant but not available because of what we've talked about in the past.
The foreign investors.
Mm-hmm. And I did the big long story in hour one about the Russian mob doing that. They'd go to the Trump buildings and they'd snatch up I think the one-third of the Trump World Tower, I think, was the part of the story. Immediately when he needed the money desperately, and boom, they came in and bought all those properties because they're laundering money. They're getting money out of Russia, their illicit gains, right? So they're not living in them. They don't care to live in them. They're just doing it to get the money out. So that might be part of the phenomenon too. And right now, that's at a fever pitch, especially from China.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
It's super frustrating. Anyway. Yeah,
you know why in China only allows you to convert $50,000 into US dollars per year. And so they got to get their money out, and they can only do it $50,000 at a time. But you can buy things. So they go buy this really expensive apartment in LA, and all of a sudden, instead of converting $50,000, they just converted $2 million.
And that inflates property prices and squeezes the middle class out of, you know, being able to afford a place to live.
If we actually wanted to do something about it, like if politicians weren't so in bed with everybody who's ever had money, yeah, you would go target that because everybody knows it's happening.
I mean,
and they don't do anything about it. In fact, something they did in New York by so-called progressive Andrew Cuomo wound up totally helping them run that scam.
And we're having a conversation about the most powerless undocumented immigrants in the country and how they're supposedly screwing us over, right? When it comes to wealthy foreigners, no, that's okay. But when it comes to the powerless, let's fuck them.
Wealthy foreigners driving up housing prices, not a big deal. But that guy coming to mow your lawn, he's coming to your house. Like that's
good,
a real problem.
Good, I want him to come to my house. Mow my lawn.
Anyway. Now we're back to the earlier conversation. No, we're not.
That's not what I meant.
Okay, all right. Anyways, that's it, guys. Much love. Go check out a tiki bar next to you.
Yes.
We'll see you tomorrow.